I want the fairy tale. I want the Prince Charming.
She, how do I put this, isn't a fan of my kissing style.
So we were boyfriend and girlfriend for about 12 hours. He's in a trash bin. He's non-recyclable. Catch you never.
I love being in love. I love love.
Having it, yeah. Sex on the balcony was...
That's what made it, you reckon, having sex on the balcony.
Where's Your Head At is a podcast that talks all things relationships, breakups, reality TV, trending shows, and everything in between.
This is your new go-to destination for laughs, gossip, intimate details, advice, and much more.
Good morning.
Welcome, Anna. I'm on my third coffee today.
Are you?
Yeah, my Macca's app had a deal for me. It was two mediums for $4. Couldn't go past it. I was like... That's cheaper than a large and you get more coffee. So
is it worth being a Macca's member? Because every time I'm on the phone to Matt, he's like, one second. Hi, my Macca's code is da-da-da-da-da. And I'm like, why are you a McDonald's member?
Well, I get drive-thru coffees all the time. People go, ew, Macca's coffee.
I love a Macca's coffee.
Yeah, I rate them as well. They're not bad. You know what you're getting. You know what you're getting. So I hate going to a random cafe and getting a shit coffee.
Yeah, and it's a roulette.
Yeah, I hate that. I know going to Macca's, you're getting...
6 out of 10 and above.
Yeah, yes, exactly. Yeah, above average.
Above average, yeah.
Above average coffee.
Which we love.
So I go to Macca's, yeah. Tell them my Macca's code. The only thing annoying is it only goes up to 30,000 points and then you don't gain any more, really. So you have to then
So you've hit the pinnacle of McDonald's points.
So I go across the line of like 30,000. So if I get to 30,000, I'll have two free ones and then I'll get a couple more. Then I'll come back to...
That's when you know you're really drinking too much coffee. Like, reevaluate that? Is that like some, you know, self-development you need to
We've
do
We've spoken
with
about my coffee intake so much on this podcast and I think that we all agree I am not going to stop drinking it for nobody or nothing.
Would you ever, like, is there something that I could do?
No.
Is there a challenge I could set you?
No. What
if
I
was going to give you like $1,000?
No amount of money. $1,000.
I mean, you're spending a lot of money on flights. Look at his eyes just perk up.
$1,000. All right. For how long?
Well, I'm not going to give you $1,000. I'm just checking like what it's going to take to break this habit.
I mean, like I always say.
See, like, it doesn't take a lot. $1,000, guys.
I've done a lot more for a lot less. So $1,000 would be all right.
How's your week?
Good, good. What's been going on this week? Oh, I went to see Dune, part 2.
Movie.
Yeah. You've seen the first one?
No.
No? Don't worry then. You know, I'm going up.
Is it worth seeing it?
If you've seen the first one, because it takes off exactly from the end of the first one.
Is it like action? It sounds action packed.
Yes, this one's more action.
Are they on sand dunes?
Yes.
So is it Dune or Dune?
It's Dune.
Oh, okay.
Dune. Yeah, Dune.
Thought I was making some sort of like correction.
No, no. Well, it's just to put it in perspective, it's a 3-hour runtime, right? So I went to the premiere to watch it on Tuesday. This proves how much I love my fiance. She's bought us tickets tonight to Gold Class to watch it. And I'm going to sit through 3 hours again just for her because she has nobody to watch it with.
That sounds a little torturous for you, but it's very cute from a relationship perspective.
I know. Like, it's not a movie you go see twice in 1 week. Let's put it that way. It's real action long.
So you're watching 6 hours of Dune or June or whatever the fuck it's called.
In 1 week. So I'm that's how much I love her. I'm going to go watch it with her again.
So you're having a great week. Just Dune
just
filled.
Dune. Yeah. Timothy Chalamet in it. He's good.
You know, I've never watched one movie with Timothy Chalamet.
Not Wonka?
No. Like, him dating Kylie Jenner was, like, my opening to
Not
Timothy.
Little Women?
No. Like, literally nothing.
Nothing.
I will go watch Wonka, though, because I just kind of want to see what Kylie Jenner's boyfriend's getting up to.
Well, this is the first movie I think he is a man. He plays a man's role in this
Like
one.
A manly.
Yeah,
manly,
yeah.
Yeah, okay.
He becomes a man in this one.
Because he's not Willy Wonka in the chocolate factory.
Yeah, and in the other one, he's a bit like a kid. Like,
got you.
Yeah, and this one, he's like a man.
Right.
He's a strong male lead in it. It's good. It's a good movie. Austin Butler, loved him. He's the bad... I don't remember. Sorry, no spoilers here.
backtrack.
He's really good in it, Austin Butler. Yeah.
Well, in case you were wondering about how my week was, it was absolutely phenomenal.
Yeah, tell me more.
I went on a cruise.
Yes. How was the cruise?
You were supposed to come on.
I was, but unfortunately Tammy and I couldn't get a babysitter.
Yes.
So forfeited that. Really, really upset didn't get there, but it looked amazing. Like, yeah. It was amazing, wasn't it?
It was incredible. Like, guys, if there was ever a cruise to go on, this is the one. It was so fun. The food was incredible. Like, I literally was, I think we got on the boat on a Thursday, literally hopped on, and I felt like I had arrived in Ibiza or Mykonos. Like, there was entertainment, there was a pool party, the best music ever. Like, literally the whole time I was on this boat, I was Shazamming for my wedding. I was like, and that's going on the wedding playlist, and that's going on the wedding playlist. It was like, honestly incredible. The entertainment was incredible. I couldn't talk more highly of it. And honestly, I never thought I could be more in love with Michael, but he actually turned to me at the end of the trip and was like, I think I'm more in love with you. And I didn't think I could be. And I was like, same, what the fuck? Like, that's, I thought really we cute. Had hit like pinnacle love. So, and then going on that cruise and spending 5 straight days with each other and just eating and drinking and
what do you think made
having
it?
Yeah. Sex on the balcony was...
That's what made it, you reckon, having sex on the balcony, overlooking the... Is it the Pacific Ocean? What ocean is that? So what, you had sex on the balcony. Aren't they very close to each other?
Yeah, let's just...
So it was silent.
It was a great cruise. That's what I'm going to say. It was a great cruise.
So,
and I do wish that you and Tammy could have come, but obviously I understand that it was unfortunately too difficult.
So if I had come by myself, I would have third wheeled it with you guys. And then at the end, Michael would have turned to you and me being like, I've fallen more in love with both of you. So probably a good thing I didn't come then by myself.
I mean, I feel like at the start of our relationship, you guys really had like a strong bromance going on because you guys saw each other all the time. You don't see Michael as often now.
No.
It could have, you know, really reignited that bromance.
Then it would have been me and him turning to each other and you on the end like...
And I'll be like, fuck you guys.
Yeah. So you recommend it? They've cancelled it. There's no more. I guess I'll never know how it was.
Well, that's the thing is I was posting about it and literally everyone was like, you've convinced me to go. And now they've just cancelled it next year in Australia, which...
Why is that? Couldn't get the numbers? You don't... There was
no, I think it was something political with like the waters or something. So yeah, they've decided not to, but it is still open for this season. So I mean, if anyone's looking for a last minute trip with good food, good entertainment and sea views for days, the Virgin Voyager is still available.
Did you get seasick?
You know what? I didn't get seasick. I did take a tablet before jumping on the cruise at the start, but then after that I just left it. But since coming back onto stable land, I feel like I have this sway going on, and when I sit down I'm like swaying. I don't know if it's like some sort of vertigo from going on a boat for so long, but it's a real thing. And I looked it up and apparently like you can, after going on a cruise ship, get like a little bit of
sea legs.
Yeah, sea legs. I've never had sea legs before. It's not ideal.
Still doing it now? You're still swaying?
I'm feeling a little bit of the sway still, yeah.
Sure, that's not the tequila shots you did before you walked in?
I definitely didn't do tequila shots. It's definitely the sea legs.
Speaking of sea legs and boats, my turn on of the week was, it was a couple of weeks ago now, but the shark diving.
Oh, yes. So, that looked incredible.
So my whole relationship with Tammy, I'd been saying that I want to go cage diving with sharks. Like, I just have always wanted to do that. It's always been a goal, like a bucket list thing for me, something I want to do. So for Christmas, she bought me and her cage diving with the sharks.
Yeah.
Recommend it if you're not scared of sharks, but even if you're scared of sharks, like, look, in the cage, I did not feel scared. Like, I'm talking a shark, great white shark, 4 meters long, is literally like hands reach away from me. And
I didn't feel scared.
Did not feel scared. No.
How? Like, how?
Okay, so when we first got there.
And also, something just before you continue, something so twisted about you. Okay, number one, it's crazy that you found your perfect match in someone who actually wants to go into a cage with you to see sharks. I think that's wild in itself because I wouldn't even get on a boat where I knew that there was going to be sharks around. That's how petrified I am. And then secondly, I've lost secondly. But anyway, that's like the main point.
She's gone. Well, yeah. So what happened was we went in the first group. We went in for half an hour, maybe to 40 minutes in there, no shark. I think when they banged on the cage to get us out, it attracted the sharks to the boat. So we got out and they're like, hey guys, look, you didn't see any sharks. There's 5 other groups that need to go. You can have a go at the end.
Oh, so you got 2 goes.
Yeah, we'll put you back in at the end. And then I'm like, well, where are the sharks? Like, they'll come. And as I was taking off my wetsuit and my mask and that, I looked, everyone's like, there it is, there it is. And we looked over the side of the boat, and that was when I was scared. So like, you're looking over the side of the boat and it's like 4.5 meters long, probably wider than this table, just literally swam up to the boat and sort of like, you know, like touched it and then like swims alongside it. And I was like, that was creepy.
I have like literally goosebumps all over my body out of fear for that situation. Yeah, and I'm in a safe studio right now.
That was the one time I was like, whoa, it's real. And then we got in the cage, they swam up to the cage, one banged into the cage, they were eating like the bait and that. I was like, this is cool. Like,
so after seeing it and being terrified, seeing it from the boat into the water, you've then, out of free will, chosen to get into a cage in the water where without breathing utensils, you can't breathe underwater, and you're swimming with these like ginormous, scary, man-eating creatures.
Amazing, hey? When you put it that way, how good does it sound?
I remembered point two as well. Point two is that you're so sick that you watched a shark movie, like one where they eat people, before you went and done it as well, which freaked me out. I was like, how on earth can they watch a movie that's designed to scare people about sharks and then go and swim with sharks?
I love it. I love sharks. I think they're fascinating. I knew that you're safe in that cruise. Like, you're safe.
Matt's going on a shark cruise now.
I know you're safe in that cage, that the shark's not going to be able to get to you. But I did have at one point when we were waiting for one, the gap, which is pretty big. Like, it's a pretty big gap when you put
they can get in. I've seen them get in videos.
It wouldn't be the ones that were there. It wouldn't be the big, girthy 4 meter ones. But like, I had my elbow I had my elbow resting on it. And you know when you think like scenarios play in your head? And I was like, imagine one just sneaks up and just takes like a chunk out of my arm. And I was like, ooh, okay, I'm in shivers.
Like takes your whole elbow off?
Yeah.
Ugh. Like that's terrifying to me. Nothing more terrifying than sharks.
Crocodiles?
Would you go into one of those cages with crocodiles?
100%. 100%. I want to do that next.
They're so vicious.
I love it. I've done crocodile safaris up in the Early Beach up there.
What's a crocodile safari?
You literally go across a river and there's all crocodiles, like huge crocodiles.
What, and you're in like a teeny tiny boat?
Pretty much. Like a big crocodile could probably tip that boat. And you like, they show you all the crocs and the crocs like slide. Literally watched a croc come off the bank of the thing. And
to
go
come
and
get you.
No, well, to come into the water, and it's literally, they are the apex predator. It comes into the water and not a ripple. The water does not ripple and it just goes underwater.
What scares you more, crocodiles or sharks?
Probably crocs.
Really?
Yeah, probably crocs.
So you've gone with the less serious one and then you're going to do the crocodile after.
Yeah, crocs.
So you're easing yourself in.
They're dinosaurs. They've adapted for thousands of years. They're the apex. But then sharks have been around for years as well.
Guys, I want to go to our Facebook group right now. Would you ever swim with sharks or crocodiles, or just none? I'm going to do a poll on there. I want to hear from you guys. I'm definitely going to be in the none category. Like, for me to have to do that, I'm getting deeply coerced. I'm on like a TV show where I'm forced into it, where I'm going to let everyone down. Like, there's, out of free will, would I pay money, my own money, to do that? Absolutely not.
Yeah, no, it's an amazing experience. And if you're not scared of them, I recommend it. It's amazing. Anna, what is your turn off this week?
Okay, so my turn off of the week, I have two. Number one is that we've come to the end of summer. Like, we're not in summer anymore. If you're listening from Australia, really sad. I feel like summer just was 1 minute here and 1 minute gone. We've had a shit summer, I would say. It's just been very inconsistent. It's either been extremely hot or freezing and raining. I've not been about it, but I can't complain because I'm going to Greece in May for my wedding. So,
well, as also it was a leap day. We had that extra day that we don't normally get. Do you make anything of that day?
No, but I did see. No, is it meant to be lucky?
I'm not sure.
So this is so random, but a lot of people who I follow who have kids have this same obstetrician. So I've started following him and he posted something yesterday, being a leap year, being like, I delivered three leapings. And I was like, what the fuck is a leaping? So apparently if you're born on a leap year, you're called a leaping.
That's pretty cool. Is it?
It's so random though.
How often do you, how many people in the world would be a leaping?
No, I mean, not many. Not it's many. Rare.
If you're born on a leaping, you're taken.
No, no, no. If you're born on a leap year.
Leap year day. Yeah. The 29th of February.
Yeah.
You're lucky. I reckon you're going to have a good life. That's a lot.
What, because you don't age because you only have a birth every, is it every second year? Fourth year.
I wouldn't say that, but I'd say that is like, what's that? You got like.
So when do you celebrate your birthday? That's the key question. If you're born on the 29th of February, when are you celebrating your birthday?
I'd assume the 1st of March or the 28th of February or just over that.
It would have to be the 1st of March, wouldn't it?
I'd go the 28th, wouldn't you?
Well, but the 28th isn't your birthday. So the day after the 28th is the 1st of March. So I feel like you'd have to celebrate on the 1st of March.
That's a fair point. I agree.
I'd just change my birthday to the 1st of March. I'd be like, forget the leap year.
I think that's what they would I reckon that's what they would do. Or they just sit there and just celebrate it every 4 years and be like, I'm not aging.
Yeah. Well, my second ick of the week is that everyone at the moment is talking about Fred again.
Yes.
Like, I did not know who Fred again was. And
you
now,
do.
No, but everyone on my social media is talking about, I need to get tickets to Fred again. Oh, my God. I was in the queue at Fred again and I couldn't get tickets. And I was like, I'm like, who is Fred again?
You would know his songs if you played them.
They're
the songs that you put on at 4 a.m. when you're all sitting around solving world problems at a house party.
I haven't been
I'm
up.
Starting new businesses up. So they can...
I haven't been at a 4 a.m. bender in a very long time. So this is probably why I don't know Fred again. But I feel like I'm almost missing out in some pop culture phenomenon. Like, I feel like I was very much a part of the Taylor Swift, you know, moment in history where she came and everyone had friendship bracelets and everyone got dressed up for the Eras tour. I was a part of that, but I'm not a part of the Fred again movement.
Do you know this song?
Matt's dancing. Matt's doing like a shoulder up. His right shoulder is like boinging up.
Yeah, so that's what they're classic songs. Like I said, you play on the bender. Get around it.
Okay, so for me, I guess Fred again is someone who I know the songs, but I just haven't put the artist with the song. I'm feeling a little bit left out. I'm gonna have to go and like add him to my music playlist and just, you know.
So you're not going to his he's got three nights in Melbourne.
No, I'm not. Are you?
Tammy got me tickets to the Gold Coast one. With
her. So you're going?
Yeah, but I wasn't planning on going up that weekend.
You're gonna have to now.
I'm gonna have to now. Tickets to Fred again. Can't turn them down.
Do you have an ick of the week, Matthew?
Well, literally on that segue into it, long distance. It's just like it's definitely
relationships.
Yeah, they suck.
It's
like
getting you down.
Yeah, it's getting you down. Like obviously work here, so I got to come back during the week, and then I fly up literally Thursday night or Friday. Like I'm literally leaving this studio straight to the airport to fly out for the weekend. I have nothing wrong with flying. Like everyone's like, oh, like how do you do all the flying? I was saying before to the people in the office here, I was saying like I told them about the weekend to Adelaide. I literally flew in Friday night, got home to Tammy at 12. We woke up at 3 a.m., drove to Brisbane, flew from Brisbane at 6 a.m. to Adelaide, Adelaide to Port Lincoln. Then like we're there for literally like less than 48 hours and went in one day, Port Lincoln, Adelaide, Brisbane, Melbourne. In Melbourne for a day for Super Bowl with my mates, then flew from there to back to the Gold Coast. Like, it's nuts.
It's a commitment. It's a big commitment.
It's nuts. It's like heaps of flying. I don't mind the flying though. I've been watching all the Marvels. So I just put them on and then fall asleep.
You know something that I've recently discovered? This is going to make me literally sound like ancient history, like grandma. But you can actually, like, if you have a streaming service, you can download shows. Watch them on the aeroplane. Like, this is brand new to me. I'm like, this is life-changing, especially the fact that I'm about to do, like, a huge Greece trip. Like, I could literally watch seasons
you can,
of things.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I do. So I download the Marvel ones and I watch them on the plane. But, yeah, I would move a mountain to see Tammy. So flying 2 hours isn't, like, nothing. People are like, oh, is it strenuous? I'm like, no, it's not. It's like it's, I would do that to do it. I just can't wait till I find a job up there and I'm living up there full time.
Yeah. It's so fun as well. Like, it is fun, although it is, like, very tiring and very stressful and probably not great on the bank account. It's a lot of fun and, like, it's this exciting, fun honeymoon phase that you guys are in where you're flying back and forth. Like, you're always going to have such good memories of these moments.
Yeah, my best mate Dale travels heaps for work. He works interstate. And we're just laughing how we're, like, seasoned travellers now. Like, you know, someone takes too long in security or, like, doesn't do the right
thing.
Like,
hurry up.
We're like, geez, like, hurry up. Like, are you serious?
Yeah. Well, we were having a chat the other day and we were just saying, like, flying is okay, but it's the delays that really kill you. Like, if you literally arrived at the airport, went straight to the gate, straight on the flight, when you arrive off, immediately get your bags and immediately, you know, go home, and it's a really quick process, flying's great. But it's all of the delays, you know, the cancellations, that's the things where the unpredictability of flying just completely consumes your life.
Well, that time that I was going to fly back up to the Gold Coast for Valentine's Day, I can't remember what time my flight was, but I got it, and then they cancelled it because there was that, like, that flash storm in Melbourne.
That's right.
Literally, as I was at the car park, I was like, the wind and, like, hail was hitting me, and I was like, fuck, no planes are going to be taking off. So they cancelled my flight, and I sat at the airport for 6 hours in the lounge.
Lucky you're a lounge member, though. Lucky you're a lounge member.
I am. I'm like 200-something points off platinum with Virgin. A platinum member.
You really are, like, the Virgin king at this point.
Oh, yeah.
Someone give him a sponsorship.
I know, Virgin. Come on, dudes. Look after me here. I'm plugging you. That's two plugs in one episode.
Okay, Matt. So we went to Taylor Swift in Melbourne recently. It's a big phenomenon. Everyone's been talking about it. But something that I've noticed recently when I was doing a little bit of research around Taylor Swift is that she actually gets so much hate. Now, she's gone from, like, being the most loved person ever to hated to loved. And it's kind of like this evolutionary roller coaster with Taylor Swift. But something that she gets so much hate for is how many partners she's had, which I think is so crazy.
Why do people care about that?
Well, I mean, I think people have this expectation that you should only have, like, one or two, you know, serious relationships. Tammy, she's had how many? Like, three public relationships, was getting so much hate when you guys got together.
Yeah, people are just, I hate that sort of mentality.
People literally have, like, 10 different boyfriends and they're totally okay with themselves doing it. But anyone in the public eye, they're not allowed to have many boyfriends.
And then some of the people, though, are the opposite. They've only had, like, one partner their whole life since high school, and they're probably sitting there, like, and no offense if this is you, but if you're commenting these photos, they're probably, like, really unhappy because they're with this one person, but they have no confidence or no backbone to leave, even though they're not happy with them.
Well, I mean, we always say if you're hating online, you're probably
hating yourself.
It's literally you basically pointing a huge finger and arrow at yourself, being like, I'm unhappy with my life. Yeah. Like, here I am.
And what's the word? Deflecting onto other people.
100%.
On that, the other day, I literally was about to comment on someone's TikTok, like an absolute zinger, like I always say, and I literally, like, typed it up and I was like,
I'm happy with my life.
Like, I don't have to, like, it wasn't rude about the way they look or anything like that. It was just a zinger on, like, the context of the thing. And I was like, I could do this, get some likes. And I was like, no, I'm not like that. I'm not going to bag people. You know what I mean?
Nah, we're not jumping on the bandwagon over here. Where's your head at? Well, look, just for a little bit of context, Taylor Swift has had 12 public relationships.
Can you list them?
No. Can you?
Travis.
I knew you were going to say Travis first.
Harry Styles. Yeah. Jake Gyllenhaal. I've got him. Trust me, I can bring him all out. Tom Riddle. I don't know.
No, that's from Harry Potter.
Tom Hiddleston. Yeah, Tom Hiddleston. I've got him. Trust me, I can get him.
This is how little I know Taylor Swift's relationships. I'm literally referencing Harry Potter at this
point.
That's
four. Can anyone throw me any more bones here?
No. That's it.
Oh, I have them all.
John Mayer.
The five. Anyone else? Do you know any more?
Taylor Lautner.
Oh, of course.
You're doing
Taylor
well.
Are you a Swift?
Turn my mic
on. Did she date Timothy Chalamet? No.
No, that's Kylie.
No. So we got six.
Well done.
Halfway.
I'm actually very impressed.
Halfway.
So
why do I know that information?
Because you're a full-blown Swiftie. You just hate to admit it. That's the thing.
Why do I know?
Taylor Swift, we all know that she gets hate over all of the men she's dated, right?
Yeah.
She's had 12 public relationships. Guess how many Leonardo DiCaprio has had.
13.
More.
19.
More. So 23 women, but if you're talking about all of the less serious women that he's been with, just the women that he's literally been seen out with, 42.
What?
Women. So he has been connected to 42 women. Taylor Swift has been connected to 12. The difference in how they've been treated, unbelievable.
Would you say it's like sexist?
Yes. I would say it's sexist. Would what? You say it's sexist?
Yeah, of course. I don't see...
I mean, let's not lie. Leo does get a little bit of shit because he dates. Like, what is it? You have to be under 23 to date Leo.
25, yeah. So, yeah, it's very sexist. I think that there is double standards in this world still, no matter how far we come, that... I don't see anything wrong with it. Like, I don't see anything wrong with Taylor Swift dating 12 guys. Like,
no, absolutely not. How many people have you officially dated? Like, who? How many people has been your official girlfriend?
I actually spoke about this with my mum and my sister the other day. It came up.
Yeah.
And I said I would probably count.
But you have to say, you have to count the ones who you've asked, will you be my girlfriend?
Okay, so I would count, I reckon five.
Five.
Five. What about you?
Well, in your six, a guy asked me.
See, I don't count this.
Well, the criteria was, well, did they ask me to be their girlfriend or vice versa? So no. In your six, I got asked and we were together for 1 week. So that's one. May is looking at me with the most confused look on his face. It was literally my first kiss. We pecked for 1 second, like a behind the...
It's just so weird that like...
But that's just one, okay? So six.
So we're the same.
Six. Yeah.
Well, I'm five. You're six.
Are you five?
Five.
How have I ended up with more than you? So, look, research suggests that on average, people have around 7 to 10 romantic relationships in their lifetime. Interesting facts.
Well, you got to kiss some toads to find your prince.
You have to absolutely kiss some toads. You have to have sex with some toads.
So Anna, we released an episode last week about our weddings. Got huge positive feedback on that.
Yeah, we're loving the wedding chats.
Yeah, we're going to have to touch on that a lot more, I reckon. I honestly thought people weren't going to be that receptive to it because how many people are getting married, but people loved it, didn't they?
I literally was like, let's talk about our weddings, and that's like, no one wants to hear about that. I'm like, I think they might.
Well, we'll give you some more of that, but we also did a new segment called What Would You Do? So where you guys ask us what would we do in certain situations. You guys loved that. Heaps of people sent in what would you do scenarios. We picked our favorite one this week because I think I've been in a situation like this, and I think you probably have as well.
I've
think,
not heard this. This is a cold one for me that I'm reacting to.
I think a lot of people have been in this situation. So it is from Vanessa Sinclair 93. It reads, I'll read it word for word.
Okay.
What would you do? Hey guys, love the pod. I want to give you a what would you do situation. A few years back, my previous ex-partner and I, brackets, together for 3-ish years, went out clubbing with our friends. Whilst we were at a club, I was walking to the bar and found him in the corner kissing another girl. What would you do if you saw this? I'm over it now. I think it's quite funny, but would love to get your reactions. Laughing face.
Oh, my blood is boiling.
So they were together while he cheated.
They went out to a club together. It's like if you and Tammy went to the club and then she was kissing someone, or Michael and me went to the club and he was kissing someone. I cannot tell you the levels of flip that I would flip.
You'd be doing 25 to life.
I'd be doing the death penalty if I was in America. I would kill. Honestly.
Him or her?
Him.
Him.
And who would you kill?
I feel like you'd just be so hurt, wouldn't you? You'd be so angry, like you wouldn't even be able to know what to do. Like you just.
I mean, the audacity of this guy to go to a club with his partner of 3 years and to think that he could get away with that. I feel like that is definitely not his first rodeo if that's what he's doing. And then who is this girl who he's managed to chat up in that time? Yeah, Riz up. Like, surely he would have known her. That's not the first time they've met, surely.
But if you, when I know personally, if I go out with my partner, Tammy, I want to be with her. I'm not like spending too much time away from her.
You know, but they've obviously separated.
No, I think they were together when this happened.
I know, but I mean, they've separated in the club. Yeah. Like, they've gone separate ways.
But then who wants to separate from your partner when you're out with them? I want to be like next to them, laughing, creating memories with them.
But they were with friends, so maybe they were with... Anyway, what would you do? So you're walking around the corner, you turn around and you see...
Tap him on the shoulder and say, sorry, mate, I think you've got something that belongs to me.
And me, what I would do?
Yeah, what would you do? I'd just fucking
I would get
it.
My drink that would be in my hand that would be full, and I would throw it on the bar and be like, what the fuck is going on? And then I'd be like, it's fucking done. I don't know why I'm like...
Why are you not screaming?
I'm like, I want to scream, but I'm trying not to like penetrate people's ear holes.
Yeah, I don't want to go into details, but I'd be very mad. I would be...
You'd have to instantly break up on the spot.
Yeah. I'd be hurting.
I want to know what she actually did since she was actually in the scenario.
Yeah, well, yeah.
I feel like we should ask her and report back to you guys next week.
What she did, yeah. I want to know, because she doesn't say that what she actually did. Do you reckon she just ignored it and then brought it up the next day and broke up with him?
Ignored it? No. You can't. I don't think you could ignore that.
Oh, how could you? Imagine that sick feeling in your stomach and that anger, like that... Yeah, I don't want to think about it.
I don't want to think about it. It's like literally making my blood boil. Guys, what would you do? Send us in your what would you do's next week. We are going to find the best one.
We'll put this on the Facebook page and we'll ask people what they would do in this situation as well.
100%. Get back to us. We want to answer more of these.
So you're talking, Anna, before that we've come out of summer. We're in March now.
Yeah.
I watch a lot of TikTok. You know that.
You love a TikTok.
A bit too much. I find myself in a TikTok hole. My ADHD loves it. I came across something called the February theory. Have you heard of it?
I haven't. What's it about?
February theory is the belief that in the month of February, you'll get back with an ex or start a new relationship.
Interesting.
So a lot of people believe that in the month of February is cuffing season.
Yes. So I've heard of cuffing season. Cuffing season is essentially when people couple up because winter is coming, they need a cuddle buddy, and they don't want to be alone in the cold months. And I think people also go out less during winter, so people just don't want to be... on the shelf.
Yeah, you want to sit in with a blanket watching movies and ordering takeout pizza. Fuck, how good does that sound?
Oh, it actually does sound so good. I'm actually craving pizza at the moment. I need pizza tonight. That's my dinner of the night anyway.
So yeah, people think that their ex might come into their life as well. Have you ever heard from an ex in February?
I haven't heard from an ex this February, but... I don't know. Like, I haven't really thought about it. Maybe in the past I have.
But they also reckon the longest lasting relationships start in February.
When did I meet Michael?
July.
No, it was April. I met him in April.
It was April, January, February, March, April. Yeah, it was closer to the start of the year.
Yeah, it was April. And you guys met at the end of the year, right?
Yeah, the second half of the year.
Second half of the year.
So the theory really is, so people who normally want themselves to be single and prefer to be alone and do stuff alone find themselves desiring to be cuffed like everybody else. Cuffed, what a weird word. Sounds a bit...
Like everybody else, like everyone on the planet's in a relationship.
Well, they would see posts, they would see reels, they would see stuff and they would be like, oh, I want to be in a relationship. And it normally stems from the month of February. That's when it starts to feel that way.
I mean, I definitely believe in the whole cuffing season theory. Like, I definitely don't want to be single and alone in winter. I have been before, and I'm literally, like, going out in my cute little outfits, freezing my tits off, being like, this sucks.
Yeah, I just
least, like, a situationship during that time to just, like, get you through. So, like you said, you can have pizza on the couch, you can relax, and then... Because that theory makes sense, the whole hot girl summer theory makes even more sense because winter stops and all of a sudden people are like, the sun is coming out. I don't need to go home alone in the cold. And
I hate that expression.
Hot they get their summer. Bikinis on and get into hot girl summer.
How cringe is that expression, hot girl summer?
I love it. I think it's
Have you
good.
Had a hot girl summer?
Absolutely. I love a hot girl summer. I'll never have another one again. But while they lasted, they were good.
All right, Anna, we haven't played this for a while. Let's play red flag, green flag. Do you want to kick it off?
Okay, Matt. Forgets to reply, but then posts on social media.
Are they your partner or are they someone you're talking to? Because either way, I think it's okay. Situation. Okay. I would be mad about it, yeah. But I think like, what sort of post is it? Like, I know we come from a different industry where like, that's work.
Yeah.
So like, if they're posting that, it's work. You know what I mean? So you're not going to be mad that they're
Yeah,
not
but like
you
want them, if you've messaged someone being like, you know, even if it's your partner, hey babe, how are you? And then they don't reply but post on social media, are you mad?
You're like, oh, okay. But if it's.
Yeah, it's like a bit of a bummer.
It's a bit of a bummer, but like.
But it's not, maybe it's a beige flag.
It's a beige flag. Yeah, it's work in my situation. So I'm not going to get angry at that.
I mean, I don't know about you, but when people forget to reply to me, unless it's on a consistent basis, it doesn't bother me. If it's consistently you're messaging me 2 days, 3 days late, it's going to annoy me.
No
right?
one doesn't have enough time to message someone back.
Bingo.
Nobody Bingo. Doesn't. I think that like, yes, people are busy, but if you care, you message back.
I actually saw this quote, the busier someone is and the more they have to do, the quicker they're going to get back to you. Because yeah, if your message is important to them, they're going to reply to it straight away because they don't have time to go back to something.
It's that guy with the big head and the weird voice. I know the guy he's talking about who's all over those Ram TikTok. He looks like this.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Oh, my God. Let's get a visual on that yeah. little impersonation. That was...
he's always on TikTok. So I find him, I'll put it on the Facebook page.
But yeah, like the thing is like people can own like multinational corporations, businesses. If they want to, they will reply to you. No one is too busy to reply to you. And I do agree with that.
I do agree.
So then... let's go back to if they're forgetting to reply to you but then post on social media, is that good enough?
Situational.
It's situational, yeah.
I'd say situational. For me, it's beige. More a red flag. It's annoying.
It is a red flag.
It's annoying, but it's a green flag. Yeah. Like, it's not a red or green flag. Like, yeah. It's not make or break. It's yeah. just situational to situation. If they're two people and they both have... like office jobs and that, and the person's posting like on social media but not replying to you, they're not into you. Sorry.
Sorry to break it to
sorry,
you.
Sorry, I'm going to be the harsh.
Yeah, that's being real. But what happens if you have an office job and you're busy?
But then why are you posting on social media when you're someone you're rizzing up? You're not messaging the person that you're rizzing
this
up.
This is true.
Do you know
this
what I mean?
Is true. Okay, well, look, we hope you guys have an amazing week. We will catch you next week. As always, head over to our Facebook page, leave us some reviews, comments, and until next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.